Okay, and this is February the 18th and the 1954, and this is the first afternoon processing session. This processing session will be a half an hour long. All right, put away your notes. I want you to get something telling where something else is. Now get actual objects, please. The window telling where the window blind is. The chair telling where the body is. Let's just start checking over this. Let's get a lot of these objects telling where other objects are. A lot more objects telling where other objects are. Now, be way up above Phoenix, or the city, way up above the city, and let's get objects, spot objects, that tell where other objects are. More objects that tell where other objects are. All right, now let's get some objects that don't tell where other objects are. More objects that don't tell where other objects are. Now, just for the fun of it, let's put into objects which you see the fact that they're telling where you are. Object after object, each one telling where you are. I'm telling the cops, too. Get some more objects telling people where you are and telling police where you are and so forth. I'll spot the actual object now. Okay, let's be way up above the city, over the city, well up above the city. Sit on a building if you don't like the space. Now let's start pointing out things, and each time you get hold of something, say, ah, at last I know that that did it. Nothing specific, That did it. One after the other. That did it. And then something else. Well, that did it. Now look at people in the streets or people around you and say, at last I know, he did it. I know who did it, he did. Now, we'll just alter that to the degree of you find and spot people, and one after the other, say, he or she hit me. That's who hit me. That's the one. That's the one that hit me. Now let's change that to start spotting people. And that's the one who took it. Nothing specific, just that's the one who took it. Change that. Now I know who took it. That one did. Now let's start picking out objects. That's what hit me. Object after object, each time decide conclusively that that's what hit you. That's what hit me. Now I know. Get the feeling of really knowing afterwards. And now let's spot these objects one after the other and say, that's what took it away. Pick up your mind, that's what did. Now you know, that's what took it away. More objects. That's what took it away. Now let's just look at a lot of objects and put unconsciousness in each one. Okay. Now let's spot some objects and say, now I know what's going to hit me, that will. Object after object. Now you know. That's going to hit you. Another one's going to hit you. Another one's going to hit you. That's going to hit me. Pick them up. Now change that. And pick out object after object and say, that's what's going to take it away from me. Object after object, that's what's going to take it away from me. Now put some unconsciousness in a lot of the objects around. Put some unconsciousness in a lot more objects. Make them feel real unconscious. Now let's put some apathy in objects. Lots of apathy. Object after object. Put apathy in lots of objects. Pick them out and put apathy in them. A lot more objects, a lot more apathy. Okay, now pick out some objects, one after the other. Pick out some objects, one after the other. And say, that's what's going to hit me, and then it will give this warning sound. Get the sound that it's going to give you as a warning before it hits you. So that you get that sound well matched up with that object hitting you. Let's do it. Where the television antenna hits me, it'll cheep like a bird. Get the cheep so that you connect it with a warning. right. Now pick out some objects and have these objects give a warning signal before they take something away. Get that the object's going to take something away, but before it does, it'll give a warning signal, and it will be some sort of a sound. Get the sound, get that nicely compared there so that you will always know. All right, now check over the spot people, any place you can find them. Spot people. And say, that's who's going to hit me. But before he does, I will feel this emotion. And then put some emotion there to compare it with this particular person. Got that? So that the emotional impact will be the warning signal. Okay, now spot these people each time. That's who's going to steal it. But before they steal it, I will know because of this emotional impact. Okay, now let's get some places where you are not. And if you have a somatic now, or if you don't, stuff some heavy masses of one kind or another into the area. Stuff some more heavy masses into the area. If you can. Now let's see if we can pick up one very small mass and throw it away. Change it around so it's completely undesirable so we can throw it away. And then throw some more masses away. Work at it till you can throw some away with ease. And let's have some places now where you are not. And now some places where you will not be a short time from now. Okay. Now, predict something is going to happen. Something terrifically drastic is going to occur in the next couple seconds. And then notice that it doesn't occur, and then get how wrong you are. Continue to do that then as a cycle. Predict something disastrous the next couple of seconds, then get how it doesn't occur, and then how wrong you are. Predict something else terribly disastrous. Now check over some things you are not at this moment waiting to have happen. And now several people you are not waiting to have reply to you. Several more people you're not waiting to have answer. And now several people who aren't waiting for your answer. Okay, mark up a symbol which means nothing. Now give it an arbitrary meaning. Okay, get some places you're not. Get hold of two parts of the body. Hold on, don't think. I'll put unconsciousness into several places. Now recall something that's really real to you. Find the floor beneath your feet. That's the end of session.